CFRC 101.9 FM.
Sure.
Johnson.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense. Last song that played there was one called Transplant City from the band P off of their two-song EP with the other track Jonah and the Whale. Before that, Depending On by Weed off of their album Running Back. And then First of the Three, First of the Hour was Pony by Swirlies off of their album with a really long name that I always have to adjust the field length for. They spent their wild youthful days in the glittering world of the salons. Didn't even have to read the last part. Finally remembered it. And I think this hour has maybe a slightly different tone than a lot of my recent episodes have had. I've tended to rely heavily on this sort of aggressive section followed by a sad section. And the last episode I did of this was even just like this. It was, I guess, kind of different for me. I just played one album plus a couple other songs, but it was mostly the one album, and it was just an experimental post-rock album that I had come across that I thought was interesting. It was Eating and Sleeping by Clegg. But this one, I guess, is more normal. It's like just indie rock stuff, a lot of stuff from the late 90s, I think. Some of it is more math rock influenced. I've got bands like A Minor Forest and North of America later. And then at the very end of the hour, there will be some more, I guess you could call it experimental stuff. Kind of on the lines of post-rock, some of it. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I had fun putting this together. It was another... I have this routine of recording on Sundays, or sometime on the weekend, normally Sundays, and spending the hour leading up to that, coming up with a playlist. And in the past, before some things changed, I was normally doing that very late Sunday evenings, and I felt like that had a very direct influence on the sort of music that I played. I was playing things very late. I'm dealing with something like the end of the week and the starting of a new week and all the sort of feelings that go into that, the feeling of the weekend ending. So I imagine there was some sort of influence of that. And now I am not recording on that sort of schedule. Today is actually quite different. I'm recording this on, it's a Thursday, I guess, due to this long weekend here involving July 1st. And I feel like every time I come up with a playlist in a different time, it has some sort of different influence on it. Not in the same mindset that I would be at the end of a Sunday. Anyway, I just find that kind of interesting. And it's a way to fill up time. Anyway, next song coming up is one called Hurley by Pinback. Thank you. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense. Last song that played there was one called Showing Signs by Bug Eater off of his album Wicket. Before that, The Medication is Wearing Off by Eels off of their album Electroshock Blues. Before that, Seamount by Dresser off of their album 17 Blocks and Then Some. And first of those four was a live version of the song Hurley. That's by the band Pinback and appears on Live in Donnie's Garage. And the song appears in a studio version on the album This Is a Pinback CD. And that was, I guess, like a favorite summer album of mine that I used to listen to a lot about 3 years ago. And maybe it resurfaced to my mind, because I haven't listened to Pinback a ton since then, but I've listened to that live album in the last few months, and the last time I was really into that album, well, This Is a Pinback CD, at least not the live version, I was moving, and I'm doing that again, on the same day, in fact, 3 years later, and yeah, so maybe there was some sort of subconscious thread that I was not aware of that drew me towards using a Pinback track. Mostly I was also just trying to play sort of summery music. It certainly has that feeling for me. I think P is another band that heavily has that summertime feel for me, likewise for Swirlies. And I'm not sure if I can say the same about the remainder of the hour. The rest of the stuff verges more towards math rock and maybe some post-rock. But anyway, I think it's exciting stuff, and I think it still has the summertime feel. Dagobah is actually another band I'll be playing, and I was also into them like 3 years ago during the summertime, so we'll see how all that pans out. And anyway, next song coming up is Wussy by A Minor Forest. We'll be right back.
microscope and think about it for 3 days and then think about it and try it and maybe do it. When the Word says do it, I just do it.
favorites. Survey the losses we faced at the hands of contracts of down.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is past tense. Last song that played was one called Wall Monument by North of America, off of their album These Songs Are Cursed. Before that, Osterville by Dagobah, off of their self-titled album. And before that, Wussy by A Minor Forest, off of their double LP, So Were They in Some Sort of Fight. And those were all, I guess, mid, late 90s, math rock, post-hardcore type bands. And yeah, I said earlier that I was getting away from my sort of typical sound. And maybe this stuff isn't quite as dark, but I don't know, this is exactly my sort of typical sound. So I don't know what I was talking about before. Fun anyway. These are, I'm trying to think about how I can place these bands. For me, North of America was a band that I used to play a lot at the beginning of starting this show. They're one of the first, since I had to really focus on finding Canadian content, they're one of the first Canadian bands that I stumbled across that really fit what I was going for and that I really liked. Dagobah was a band that I came across, like I said earlier, I think like 3 years ago. Summertime, listened to them then. I found them, I think, because someone was saying they're very Slint-esque. And then A Minor Forest was a band from, I don't know when I came across them. It was probably a long time ago, probably upwards of like, well, long time, maybe upwards of like 5 years or something. I'm guessing I was doing my undergrad back then. And I came across them, didn't listen to them too much, but had a couple albums from them. But I think these are sort of like, at least So Were They in Some Sort of Fight was a later, it almost looks like a compilation album, and I heard someone call it B-sides online, but I don't know what the true nature is of it. So it's been a very long time since I've listened to one of those albums in full from A Minor Forest, but they seem to be a somewhat polarizing band, and they definitely play stuff that's, you could say, janky. Where it's a lot of, well, people describe, again, this isn't something that I've listened to in full in quite a long time, but how, like, there are very high highs and very low lows. And I guess this is during, like, maybe the period of math rock and post-hardcore experimentation during the 90s, where you've got a lot of bands that are coming off of, like, the, I guess, the Slint influence, like I was mentioning with Dagobah, but sort of improving on that, or, well, moving away from that sound directly. And now it's interesting to think about that in the context of bands that are now moving away from the sound that was defined by women in Calgary in like 2010. So kind of interesting to see how these genres sort of define and divide themselves. Anyway, I'll stop that there and continue on with the next song, which is called Time to Reiterate by Duchess Says.
Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. Now at the end of the hour, with the last song having been Catcher by Thinking Fellers Union Local 282 off of their album Mother of All Saints. Before that, Cat Wants to Be a Dog by Matcha off of their self-titled album. And first of the three was Time to Reiterate by Duchess Says off of their album In a Fung Deity. And that about wraps it up. I like those three songs together. And one funny thing I heard is someone mentioned a potential influence of Thinking Fellers on A Minor Forest, whom I played earlier. And that wasn't something that I ever thought about before. I'd always lumped Thinking Fellers more into the art rock or indie rock territory on the experimental side and hadn't thought about any like post-hardcore influence. Anyway, just an interesting diversion. And thanks for listening.
From In the House. If you like the music you're hearing right now, then tune in every Thursday at 11 p.m. for a live DJ set, bringing you the latest and greatest future house, deep house, and everything else EDM. It's got everything from some of the biggest names in the scene to small producers just starting to get their career off the ground. See you Thursday.
Hey, I'm Julian Taylor, and I'm excited that my radio show, The Jukebox, can now be heard on CFRC 101.9 FM out of Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario. The show is all-inclusive. I only play music that I love and think that you'll love, too. So tune in every Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. to